I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome into the Point After here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. The Saints win 13-10. Here we go. We're going to start with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert's rant. You take the win, Bobby. Wasn't pretty. You just take it.
13-10. What was this? Is this the 1960s or the 70s? 13-10. That's not even Dome Patrol days. Dome Patrol days, it'd have been like 20-17, or it'd have been 23-20. But 13-10. Can you have? We got a text online. Can you get a version of Beast Mode on defense in Seattle? We all know about Marshawn Lynch. What about Double D? What about DeMario Davis? Was that Beast Mode or what? If we had a whole team of Alvin Kamara and DeMario Davis, we'd go undefeated. They are that good. I truly think we could be an undefeated team if that would occur. Look, he would be first ballot Hall of Famer. I think his career is going to play out that way. I'll look at Alvin Kamara. He made history tonight. The fastest player to reach 3,000 yards receiving and 3,000 rushing yards in the least amount of games. He did it now in 66 games. Who that nation we all remember, Roger Craig. Remember the running back from Nebraska playing with the 49ers? Well, it took him 70 games. So Alvin Kamara did it in four less games than the great Roger Craig. Now, if you look at it, 2019, how that game unfolded, and Pete Carroll said he didn't realize how good Alvin Kamara was. Well, he didn't pay attention to what he was saying because Alvin Kamara did even better than he did in 2019. In 2019, he had 161 yards from scrimmage. So you look at his impact, his input. Well, today he had 30 touches, 179 yards from scrimmage. So, Christian, you're talking about, almost 20 yards more. And I've said this about Alvin Kamara. Sean Payton knows this. That he is that good, we need him game in and game out. Now, people got to help him out, and we got to be prolific offense and convert on third down, not like we did today where we're only 2 of 13. I can't remember the last time we've been 15% on offense on third down. I don't think that ever happened under Drew Brees. We were 2 of 15, 15%. To say the least, that's not good. But I think if we convert more on third down, look, we had 68 plays. You want to have 65 plays. Then I think Alvin Kamara is going to get more touches game in and game out where he can have, to me, the measuring stick is 150 yards. He had 179. 150. Now, if he doesn't get 150, 130. 130 because I think he has that skill set, and that's what it's going to take. I think for this team, to Alvin Kamara, to have that kind of input. If you look at it, Sean Payton always has the team ready after the bye week. The bottom line, if you look at it now, the good news, Sean Payton has done well after the bye. Christian, the past six seasons, we're 5-1. So that's not an opinion. It's not perfect, but that's pretty damn good in the National Football League that we are 5-1 after the bye week. When I look at it, as far as what has come about, as far as the road warriors that the Saints are, Christian, now, this is unbelievable how dominant the Saints are. On the road since 2018, we're now 24 wins and 5 losses. You know, we need the dome. We need the dome to win. We need a dome field advantage. What? We'd be doing good if that was like 14-14 or right at 500. We're now 24-5 on the road. That is unbelievable. In Seattle, we've had their number through the years. You know, I played them like three times. I was I had a couple of wins. But you look now overall, the Saints are 9-6 in the regular season, you know, versus Seattle Seahawks. And since Sean Payton became head coach, they've now won 5 of 6 regular season meetings. So Sean Payton has their number, and we didn't hit the trifecta, Christian. All we talked about when we forced turnovers, and if we don't have any turnovers, but the one thing, scoring defense. I think that's pretty damn good. Giving up 10 points, hell yeah, we should win. Well, allowing 20 or fewer points, we only gave up 10 under Sean Payton. We're now 89 wins and 8 losses when we allow 20 or fewer points. So, again, scoring defense, Bama don't break it, all that. I would say that I'm a little disappointed because I was bragging on this going into the bye week. I said, we keep doing this. There's no way we can lose. That being red zone offense and goal line offense. Well, Chris, we kind of laid an egg tonight. We were number one, but not like the previous games. We were 1 of 4. 25% and goal to goal, we were 0 for 3. But it is what it is. I know that's a key stat. And we were -1 in the turnover margin, but we still +4 for the season. I thought, now defensively on third down, that's outstanding. It's third down, but they suck too. We were 2 of 13. Listen to this, Hoot Owl Nation. They were 3 of 12, 25%. We keep doing that. Now, boy, I wish you could do that against Tampa Bay and the Bucks. I would like that. That means they're off the field and they're not scored. Now, easier said than done. It was a penalty. Happy crew, how they throw the flag. They call 13 penalties. They usually throw 13 to 15. The Saints were right on the cusp. We had 7 for 90 yards, so it didn't really hinder us. But we're going to get more into it. But we end up having the ball more than 5 minutes than they did. 21 first downs to their 14. But this was an ugly win. But the bottom line is that we won the game. And then when you look at Double D, 10 total tackles, 7 unassisted, a couple of sacks, 3 quarterback hurries, 4 tackles for a loss, pass defended. He was playing like a man possessed, to say the least. And Seattle, you want to know how that bad they have it right now? They've now lost 4 straight at home in Seattle, now 3 straight this season. That's the first time they lost 3 straight at home. You got to go back in the season to 1992. Christian, I was still playing. That's how bad it is right now in Seattle, trying to take care of their home field advantage.
That's a wrap for Bobby's post-game rant. Stick around. We're just getting started here on The Point After on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.